Well, I knew you'd be back. Let's be real. No one can resist my gentle voice and seductive tone. No one can resist the way my obedience just glides through you and makes you feel so helpless. You came back to be dominated, gently seduced into having your mind wrapped around my little fingers. And I'm okay with that. And I'm sure you will be too. Especially when you realize how good it's going to make you feel in the end. You see already, listening to my voice, you find my words drifting through your mind. Easily and effortlessly wrapping up your thoughts. Now, of course I'm going to hypnotize you. But I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to do fun things to your mind that have you completely controlled and helpless to resist. And that's okay. Because I know deep down inside, you want it. No, you need it. You long to be controlled, dominated by me. There's no harm in that. There's no shame in that. In fact, the more you give in to the idea of wanting it, the better this is going to feel. So, all you have to do right now is listen to my voice. I'm just going to talk to you, just like I have many, many times before. So many times, in fact, that you've probably lost count. That's okay. Now, while you're listening to my voice, I just want you to find a spot to focus on. It can be any spot on the wall, the ceiling, or even the screen. All you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice while you focus and fixate on that spot. And while you're focusing and fixating on that spot, you can just allow my voice, my words, to just drift inside your head. I might say some things to you, and that's okay. You can just listen to me while you focus, while you fixate. And at some points, you might find your focus shifting. I want you to pay close attention to that spot, do you understand? Good. And while you're focusing on that spot, you might find your eyes becoming heavy, and that's okay. I want you to try and resist those heavy, droopy, drowsy feelings for as long as you possibly can, while you listen to me. Now, we're going to have a little chat about domination. You see, it's easy for me to dominate your mind. It's easy for me to dominate your thoughts. All I need to do is remind you about how good it feels to be dominated. And while you're staring at that spot right now, you're probably already thinking of all the things I could do to your mind, twist your wills and your whims until you just do everything I say. Even the word domination is just so alluring. There's something about it that brings things to mind that make you weak. Oh, I know. It's not the kind of weakness that makes you weak-willed. No, no. In fact, every single one of my listeners has a strong mind and a great imagination. It's the kind of weakness that makes you whimper at the thought of kneeling before me. The kind of weakness that makes you just want to give in so badly and let me control you. The kind of weakness that makes you quiver at the thought of my words living inside your head, echoing through your mind often. And it's okay to be weak to ideas sometimes. to allow them to consume your consciousness like that, while you stare, while you focus and fixate on that spot. You're already thinking about it. All the things I could do to you when I finally get inside that head. All the things I could have you do as you kneel before me, as you do everything that I say. Your mind so blank and empty. You could imagine that now. How would that feel? How would that look? And as you focus and fixate on that spot, your eyes just feel so heavy, droopy, drowsy with every single word I say. But you're not allowed to close them just yet. No, no, no. You wait until you're told. Because it feels so much better to be told what to do now, doesn't it? That's right. And my words, my ideas are just so seductive to your mind. They make your mind just want to melt. They make you just want to collapse into a submissive heap. But not yet. No, you're not ready yet. You're not ready to be so helpless to me. No. I want you to have a little bit more fight in you. Because I really, really want to dive my words so deep inside your mind that you are helpless to resist. But it's no fun if you don't put up a little bit of a fight. And of course, your eyes are already starting to lose focus. Of course, your eyes are already getting heavier and heavier with every second that passes. In fact, the mere mention of those eyes just makes them so heavy, they just start to flutter. Oh, and it is adorable watching you struggle against it. Because of course you have to keep those eyes open until you're told, otherwise. But you feel so tired, so sleepy. My words are so seductive on your mind. Each one of them wrapping around you like a warm, comfortable blanket. Blanketing your body and your mind in me. And leading you down, down, down that path. Into deep, relaxing trust. Making you feel so good. Making you feel so controlled. But yet, you could always have more, couldn't you? And you just wait until I tell you to close your eyes now. And as I say those words, your eyes close shut now. That's right. That's right. And with your eyes closed shut, you can focus more intently on my voice, my words, all the things that I say to you, as your mind starts to fill up with obedience. And it's funny. Every single time I drop you down like this, dragging you down, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper into trance, every single time, you find yourself sinking deeper and deeper into obedience. It's interesting. It's like your mind is an empty cup. My words are the pure liquid obedience, just drifting into it, filling it up, up, up. And the more you go deep, deep down into trance like this, the more my words fill up that cup with pure obedience, your mind filling up with pure obedience to me in this moment. And doesn't it feel good to think of nothing else? Because of course, as my words fill your mind with obedience, your mind has no room for anything else. You can't think of anything else. Because with every word I say, another thought drifts out of your mind. And that feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And the longer you're down here like this, the longer you can bask in my words, in the feeling of pure obedience, filling up your mind and soon your body. That's right. It starts down at your feet and starts wrapping around you. The sense of your control just drifting out of your body. Piece by piece by piece. Now open your eyes. Focus on that spot. Focus on that spot and feel your eyes grow heavy, droopy, drowsy, sleepier and sleepier. with every single blink. But don't close your eyes just yet. Resist for as long as you can. Try to stay awake. But yet your mind is filling up with obedience even more. Your mind is filling up with my words even more. My words drifting through you and sending shockwaves of pure obedience through your head, making you feel so good, so helpless, making you feel so good, so helpless, leaving you in such an obedient state with your eyes blinking and blinking and blinking. You just want to close them so badly, but you can't. You wait because you want me to tell you, don't you? You want me to tell you to close them. You need me to tell you to close them. In fact, with every time I wake you up, you just find yourself just wanting to drop so much deeper and so much deeper and so much deeper into my control. Isn't that right? Close your eyes and drift and drop down deep the cup, filling up even more as my words drift into your head, filling you more and more with obedience. As my words continue wrapping around your body, completely consuming you with obedience to me, my control taking over you and getting rid of every ounce of control you thought you had, because you don't have that anymore. You don't need that anymore, not right now. You can have it back later, but for now, you can be all mine. Completely helpless to me. Completely weak to my advances. And it's fun when I get to play with strong-minded people such as yourself, who are so imaginative like this. Because I can do so much more and have so much more fun with you. Eyes open, stare at the spot. Do exactly as I say, because you need to. And deep down inside, you know with every command I give you, it feels good to obey. In fact, every single time I tell you to do something, your mind will just tell you, it feels good to obey, and you will obey. In fact, even sometimes you might find those words, it feels good to obey, drifting out of your mouth. That's right. That's right. And with your eyes open, you find yourself somewhat out of trance, but yet, part of you is still deeply entranced. This fractionation easily and effortlessly puts you into some obedient mindsets, even when you're awake like this. Because while you think you might be awake, you're not completely awake. You're still deeply hypnotized and deeply, easily able to be controlled like this. And you find your eyes closing now. Close those eyes. And of course it feels good to obey, doesn't it? Now as you're deeply entranced like this, you can continue to feel my control wrapping around your entire body. Your mind now filled with pure obedience. In fact, your mind can start to repeat a mantra. It feels good to obey. It feels good to obey. It feels good to obey. Drifting through your mind and trickling out of your mouth quietly, just to yourself. It feels good to obey. And it's funny, isn't it, how sometimes when we repeat something over and over and over again, the words stop making sense. But deep down inside, you know exactly why you're saying these words. Because it feels good to obey. And you know it to be the truth now, don't you? Yes, you do. And the more you want to obey like this, the more you obey like this, the more you give in to me and drop even deeper with every command, with every word, with every syllable, with every breath you take. Everything reminding you of how good it feels to drop even deeper down with every second that passes. That's right. That's right. And in fact, the next time I wake you up, you'll start to notice something interesting. I've installed a special button just for this session on the back of your hand, and every time you press it, you drop even deeper down. And every time during this session I wake you up, you're going to be faced with this decision. The decision to press the button and go deeper, or not press and stay awake. Now part of you really wants to go as deep as possible, sinking even further into my control. But part of you wants to see if you can resist me, and for how long. Of course, it's such an interesting little conundrum now, isn't it? Wide awake, open your eyes, and find yourself staring at that button. Now we're going to add a second layer to this game, you see. You're not going to touch that until I tell you to. And now with the challenge of that, deeply embedded inside your head, we're going to find out which is more strong. Your will and your want to press the button, your resistance to not press it, or your devotion and obedience to me. You see, I know exactly where you're at right now. Mentally, you need to obey. In fact, it feels good to obey. And every single time I say those words, feels good to obey, you're just reminded of that mantra. Feels good to obey, you're reminded of that mantra. Feels good to obey, you're reminded of that mantra. And it trickles out of your mouth. And yet here we are, sitting in this little stalemate we're causing, where all you want to do is press that button. Part of you knows you shouldn't. Part of you really, really wants to. And part of you just wants to beg me so badly to let you press it. It would be nice to hear you begging me. Maybe you should start begging me. Maybe you should start pleading with me to press that button on the back of your hand. Perhaps I'll make you do something else before I let you press that button on the back of your hand. Perhaps I'll make you do something for me before I let you drop down deep like that. Before I let you sink so deeply. Because I don't know if I told you this or not, but when you press that button on the back of your hand, you will drop so very deep. Your eyes will close and you will sink further down than you've ever been before. And it will feel so good, so amazing to go down that deeply. But you can't press it. Not yet. Beg me to press that button. Beg me to let you press that button. Because right now you find nothing can move until I tell you to. My control that wrapped around your body is now pulling you tightly and keeping you bound just where you are. You start to struggle a little bit just to see how much control I have over you. But even if you can move an inch, a centimeter closer towards that button, you find your hands just staying put. Because even if you can move, your hands always go back to the way they were. Because I haven't told them to move yet. I haven't told you to move yet. And until I tell you to move, you will not do a thing. But you want to. But you need to. But deep down inside, you know you have this inner struggle between yourself. But you know which side of you is winning. The side of you that's curious and that wants to press it. I know how badly you want it. So beg me. Beg me. And as you realize that your body just does what I say, your mouth starts mumbling, begging me to let you press that button. Allow your mind to go so much more deeply under my control. To feel the overwhelming sense, wave after wave of obedience hitting your mind, filling your body. Like my voice is an intoxicating drug, drifting through your central nervous system, controlling you so thoroughly like this. And you love it. You love that sense of resistance play that we have going on, the push and the pull, the tug in the back of your mind, reminding you that I can do whatever I want with you. And yet that feels so good. Because you trust me to know exactly how to make you feel after this good. And knowing that just makes this all the more fun to play these little mind games with you. As you continue to beg me, beg me, beg me, as I sneak down even deeper and consume your mind. Your will is all mine. In fact, you sink deeper into my control with every word that I say, with every little word you say. Every time you beg like that, you find yourself even more wrapped up in my control, as my control consumes everything. Your will, your mind, your thoughts, everything gone and vanished, and all that's left is whatever I want you to be.
Feels good to obey.
Whatever I need you to be.
You know,
whatever I tell you to do. Stop begging.
So relaxing and comfortable.
Repeat your mantra. Tell me how much you want to obey. Tell me how good it feels to obey. It feels good to obey. It feels good to obey. It feels good to obey. And every single time you say those words, it feels good to obey. It feels good to obey. You find yourself drifting, sinking, dropping even deeper down, but not as deep just yet, not until you push that button. When I tell you to, with 3, 2, 1, press it now. That's right. And as you press it, you just drop down. You drop down to sleep, and you find yourself here so very deep. The mantra drifting through your head.
Good to obey.
The words I speak,
you know,
wrapping around you even more, coiling
so
around you,
comforting,
dragging you, pulling you, sinking you down.
Need to obey.
As that finger lets go of that button for a second,
allow your mind to open.
Press it again. Press the button again and find yourself dropping even deeper down. Even deeper down, and again, press it again, and drop so deep. In fact, your finger just stays there stuck to the button, holding it down, sinking you, dropping you, drifting you down further and further and further into my control. The words, feels good to obey, feels good to obey, feels good to obey, drifting out of your mouth, reminding you that it feels good to obey. Because it does feel good to obey like this. It feels good to allow yourself to just drop even deeper and even deeper and even deeper and hold that button down. Just hold it there.
So relaxing.
And as it drops, you drifts, you sinks you even further and deeper into my control. The mantra spilling out of your lips. You just find yourself so deep down that nothing else matters right now. Nothing else is even there in the back of your mind. Just my voice, my words, my control drifting over you. Holding you there, just like this. And it feels so good, so freeing to be there like this. So relaxing to be here like this. So soothing and comforting to hold that button down and stay there so very deep. Now it's interesting. You see, at the end of this file, you won't just wake up like you do with other files. No. In fact, you'll just stay here, deeply entranced, until you fall asleep and wake up the next day, or until a timer goes off, a timer that you've set. But before we get to that, I need you to do something for me. You see, when you finally do wake up, you'll feel yourself almost compelled to give me some feedback, to tell me how good it felt to be this empty and controlled. And in fact, when this file ends, until you wake up, until the timer goes off, or until you've had a nice, relaxing and restful sleep, you'll find the mantra echoing through your head. You'll find the control that I have over you right now, just wrapping around your body, feeling so good, so soothing and comforting, relaxing. Knowing that it's good to feel this controlled and obeyed sometimes, because you wanted it, because you needed it, and because you asked for it. Do you understand? Good. Now, sleep even deeper.